KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have partly cloudy skies, 41 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today, a high near 70. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you this hour by Well Cove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Well Cove. In area news, Audubon County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Jensen reports construction crews are replacing a culvert and building up the road surface, and that requires the closure of a portion of 250th Street in the 1400 block. The construction site is located between 1406 and 1445 250th Street in Audubon County. Work should last for about 7 to 10 days. It began yesterday. Emergency responders should plan alternate routes to residents in the affected construction area. And as always, if you have any questions, contact the Audubon County Engineer's Office at 563-4286. The City Council in Atlantic this evening is expected to discuss and then act on approving the third and final reading of an ordinance deleting property from a tax increment financing or TIF district for an urban renewal area, or URA. The action is with regard to the Old Whitney Inn project, which involves the renovation of the former hotel that will be converted into affordable housing and commercial space, while at the same time maintaining the current architectural assets. The meeting begins at 5:30 at the Atlantic City Hall. Now, the investors in that project hope to obtain a TIF rebate from the city where they pay taxes, but the county treasurer would not break the funding into separate taxing authorities, such as city, county, and school, and instead wait until the city sends an official amount of certified liability to the auditor to be captured. City Administrator John Lund says the captured value would be the amount of total taxes the city has the right to retain, minus the portions of the city and school district's debt service, into a TIF fund. Lund says the taxes in the TIF fund would be collected and the city would rebate those back to the property owner. He says Atlantic uses TIF to create value to the tax base through limited financing of the development taxes and nothing more. He said also the city has received the amounts the developer needs to finance a construction loan for the project and will certify the debt amount, but nothing more. In the early years of the project, taxes paid and rebated will be nearly 90%. The percentage will decline over the life of the TIF and as the property value appreciates, which ensures a certain amount of taxes are being returned to the city's three tax levies. In other related business, the Atlantic City Council will receive and discuss the findings of the Planning and Zoning Commission with regard to the proposed Whitney Inn urban renewal area, and the council will set a date for a public hearing on the establishment of the 2016 Atlantic Hotel Whitney URA and urban renewal plan and projects for the URA, as well as act on a resolution to declare necessity and establish an urban renewal area per Iowa code, and approve the urban renewal plan and project for the hotel project. And finally, the Atlantic City Council this evening will act on the first reading of an ordinance pertaining to that same section I mentioned just above there a moment ago. Well, the Cass County Salvation Army's Red Kettle campaign is set to begin next month. County Salvation Army campaign chairman Steve Livengood says this year they're going to try to place kettles and bell ringers both inside and outside of Atlantic, making it a truly countywide effort to collect donations.
This year, we are attempting to, and I've already got one of them scheduled, to put kettles outside the city of Atlantic. We've got kettles in Anita already. We're looking for kettles in Griswold and also in Messina. So, yeah, we're going outside. We're going outside the city.
In previous years, bell ringers have been in Atlantic only, traditionally at the Fairway and Walmart stores, while the Kiwanis are in charge of bell ringing at the Hy-Vee. Livengood said most of the money raised stays right here in Cass County.
We do Saturdays only. Last year we did four weekends. This year we're doing four weekends. As is normal, the realtors do one day. So technically we do four weekends plus an extra day. They do it on Friday. 10% of what we get contributed to us goes to Omaha for their purposes and for them to provide us materials and everything else. So we get to keep 90% of what we raise. Last year we raised $7,692 and some pennies. So we kept about $7,000 here in the county.
Those funds are used for programs such as Shop with a Cop and the Backpack and School Lunch programs in the county. Again, the kettles will be in place at the Fairway and the east and west doors of the Walmart store. The first four Saturdays in December from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you'd like to sign up for a 90-minute bell ringing shift, you can contact Steve Livengood at 243-5445 or email him aplewood@q.com. A truck driver from Tennessee was arrested Monday night following a disturbance at a truck stop in Underwood. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday 53-year-old Lawrence Elston of Counts, Tennessee, was taken into custody a little after 9:30 p.m. Monday on charges that include interference with official acts and trespassing. Authorities say Elston, who apparently was under the influence of alcohol, had allegedly been harassing truck stop employees. He was asked to leave, but instead went to his truck and then refused to leave the vehicle and property when a deputy ordered him to do so. He was placed under arrest and brought to the Pottawatomie County Jail. And the Iowa Department of Natural Resources says a 24-year-old Afton man suffered a self-inflicted gunshot wound to his thigh while checking traps in rural Union County Sunday morning. Zachary Springer had shot a raccoon that was caught in a set with his .22-caliber pistol, and as he was holstering the pistol, the strap of the holster that holds the gun in place entered the trigger guard. As he pushed the gun further into the holster, the strap tightened against the trigger, causing the gun to discharge and shooting Springer in the upper thigh. He was transported to the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston, where he underwent surgery to remove the bullet. The news was brought to you by Well Cove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.